Hello, everyone, and welcome to Are You Freaking Serious? Well, I've been kind of playing with numbers, and I've been looking at the non-farm payrolls. I've been listening to Joe Biden when I can get by his sleepy talk and attack of the MAGAs and attack of people and trying to cut the country in half. But I've been looking at the numbers that the White House has been throwing out and where they're kind of focusing as we go into the election in the fall. They're not looking at inflation, or they're not looking at the border. They're not looking at any of that kind of stuff. What they really are starting to espouse is the number of jobs they've created. And really, on the surface, it sounds pretty good, right? I mean, you're talking about the month of July, they created 528,000 new jobs. In the month of August, 315,000 new jobs. And we were talking about in 1 month, almost 1 million new jobs. Well, 750,000 anyway. And so I took a look at that. And as I have wont to do, I like to, and my shows, I like to pull back, pull back the covers, peel back the onion skins, and see what's underneath. And so when the Biden administration keeps talking about how strong the economy is, I really don't want to poo-poo it. I don't want to just be negative Charlie and just say, no, I don't disagree. But I really wanted to look at the data to see if I could draw my own conclusion. And so what I want to share with you today is kind of what my findings were. And what I'm finding is that the old adage that figures lie and liars figure is really come into play when you're talking about the non-farm payrolls, because there seems to be a real propensity to do what we call double counting. Okay, so let's just take a look at what I mean when I say double counting. Now, first of all, when you get the jobs report comes out, there's two different surveys that are done. The first is the establishment survey. That survey goes to the businesses, the corporations, small business, large businesses, major corporations, and they're starting to do the numbers. They're looking at them, and they see what the information is as to what jobs have been created, etc. The second one is the household survey, and that's where samples are actually, they call several households all over the country, thousands and thousands, to check and see what's going on as far as jobs are concerned. Now, in both of these surveys, they're not done the same way. They're done, well, basically with the same questions, but the questions, all of a sudden, when you take the data, it's assessed a little differently. Let's take a look at how the establishment numbers are assessed. If you're an individual and the corporation says, yep, you know, good old John, he works for us, and then they take a look at another small business, oh yeah, John works for us. In other words, John's got two jobs. Okay, he's got two jobs. Well, it's just John who's working, but they're counting that as the creation of two jobs. So when you take a look at it, John, it's just John, and anybody who can't make it with their first job is getting a second job or even sometimes a third job. Now, the household doesn't count it that way. They just simply count John as John. He's the guy who got a job. They don't care if he works two or three jobs. They don't say, well, we've now created three new jobs for John. You know, if John goes out and mows the next door neighbor's lawn and gets paid $20, and then he puts something on eBay and sells that, and then he does something else, well, you know, those are all jobs. But as far as the household survey is concerned, those are only, you know, the jobs are jobs, but if it's just based upon the individual, established based upon the number of jobs. Now, we're looking at the Heritage Foundation that came up with almost, for the month of August, there was out of the, in the month of August alone, we're talking about out of the 315,000, 208,000 of them, according to the Heritage Foundation, was double counted. Wow. No wonder economists like me look at this thing and go, you know, I can't figure out where all these jobs coming from. And who's going to take these jobs? There's a whole lot of people that aren't working out there because they're getting government money, or they're just not wanting to work, or somehow they're finding the being on the dole kind of makes it up. But how am I getting this wrong as far as all these big job numbers? Now we're finding out we're not getting it wrong. The government is simply doing double accounting. And so when we take a look at it, it's a whole lot. I mean, we're talking about 1.3 million jobs that were associated with double counting out of this past year, 5.8 jobs that were recorded. 1.3 million double accounting. Okay, now what else do they do? And let's say that you were, you're working for a company, you're basically part-time working for them, you're self-employed, you know, you're maybe a small business, you're helping out the guy down the street, and all of a sudden the guy says, hey, Bob, why don't you, you know, come to work for me full-time? And so you change. So instead of working for yourself, you're now getting paid because you think it's a much better way to do it. Well, guess what? Even though there's been no job change at the company, okay, or no job change for real, the government counts that as a job, change. It's a brand new job they've created. Didn't do anything at the company. Same, Bob's got the same job, but now the government gets to count it. And so it's counted what we call double counting. Do you know that the multiple job holders in the United States right now is almost 7.75 million people who are holding down two and sometimes three jobs to make ends meet? Even the household, one would think, well, you know, household survey is probably the good one because they count the people who are working, not the so-called number of jobs they have. But even the household survey has some problems because let's say that you work 1 hour selling on stuff on eBay. Okay, that's it. 1 hour a week, you sell stuff on eBay. And the BLS calls you up and says, you got a job? I said, well, not really. I mean, I sell some stuff on eBay once a week. Hey, nope, that's a job. You got it. You got a job. It's going to count in our survey. Well, thank you so much. Okay. Then all of a sudden, let's say that you're sitting home and you got that, you're working on eBay. And let's see, then you've got, you're doing something else and then you got something else and something else. But you know, with your three jobs, you're working maybe 12 hours per job a week. That's not bad. It works out to be almost 40 hours, like a full-time job. But guess what? They do count that as a full-time job. Even in the household survey, they count that. If you're working three jobs, it could be 10 jobs. It makes no difference. But if you got close to 40 hours a work week, then that's a full-time job. Okay. So then the finale of this whole thing, I think, as I call it, pardon me, putting the cherry... putting the cherry on top of the sundae is what happens about people who can't find a job. They got let go. They're out of work. And they haven't, you know, they kind of given up looking. Well, they're not considered unemployed. No, they're not. They're just considered out of the labor force. That's right, out of the labor force, not unemployed. So that, therefore, if you're not unemployed, you're out of the labor force, but you're not unemployed, you don't count any unemployment statistics. So we have many, many people. We have hundreds of thousands of people, bordering on maybe a few million people or millions of people who are not in the labor force. They can't find a job. They've been trying. They can't find that job or the particular job they're looking for. And so they're not counted as unemployed. They could be out of work for the last 6 months to a year, but they're not counted as unemployed. They're simply counted as out of the labor force. So next time that you hear the White House and you hear folks in Washington starting to thump their chest because all of these new jobs are being created, I want you to remember this particular line. Figures lie and liars figure. And it's no different when it comes to the non-farm payrolls. Are you freaking serious? Oh, yeah, very much so. Till next time, I'm Bill Tatro.